Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Columbus City Board of Works for February 14th, Valentine's Day, at 5 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel, absent. Penrod, here. Crowder.
Here. In front of you for the minutes. Is there any corrections to be made?
I didn't see any. I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes from Tuesday, January 24th, as presented.
And I'll second that. Any other discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. Okay, the next in line is multiple street cut permits. Kelly?
Yeah, I reviewed them up in Rosie's office, approved them.
So okay.
Didn't have any issues with any of those.
Is there any objections to lump them all together? We'll read them independently, but lump them together for one vote?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay. The first one is the alley north of Van Buren and Chauncey, which is NIPSCO request. The second is west of Main and Jackson, NIPSCO. East of Elm and Ellsworth, NIPSCO. East of Line and Jackson, NIPSCO. Washington and Brownwood, NIPSCO. And we have a subdivision at 629 South Valley River Drive. And the last one is 725 South Cottonwood Court. Anybody have any comments in reference to any of those permits? Okay. If not,
I'll make a motion that we approve the street cut permits in the alley north of Van Buren and Chauncey, in the alley west of Main and Jackson, in the alley east of Elm and Elsworth, in the alley east of Line and Jackson, at Washington and Brownwood, at 629 South Valley River Drive, and at 725 South Cottonwood Court as requested.
And I'll second that. Any further discussion? Not call for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Did I skip number three? I did. We're going to wait a little bit on number three. It's the community crossing. Mark, Jesse? Rosie?
Yes.
We're not sure if Mark's going to make it, but we'll come back to it later in the agenda. The drainage assessment, if you see the attachment acknowledging the drainage assessment cost, that was submitted to us from the county. We've been into an agreement as a city with the county that we take ownership of the cost to continue to clean the drainage ditches. If you notice the cost that increased, but if you go back and look at the history of that, you'll see that there's very little cost involved in the last 4 years. The reason for the increase now is that not a lot has been done in the last 4 years, and now maintenance has come into play. And so now they've estimated a cost of $40,000 plus. So is there any discussion or comments?
This is something we do every year.
We've been in agreement 5 years plus.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's something that we've done, and if there's no other discussion, I'll take a vote.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the drainage assessment payments for city residents as presented.
Dated 2020.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Dated January 27th, 2023.
Okay. I'll second that. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Okay. Sean, the transfer switch, you want to give us a little debrief on that?
Sure. So basically, I was approached by a customer about 2 months ago about a new switch. It's actually not that new, but it was recently just approved by the UAL to be installed on households and I think it's just America right now has been approved. But basically what this switch is, it's a it's a switch that you can hook a portable generator to in an event of a power outage. So the reason why I was interested in it is it's got a bypass switch in it that when you plug a generator power up to it, it'll empower your household, but it will not feed back onto the lines. And mostly, you know, the most important thing about this switch that I find favorable is it protects our linemen in the event of an outage. You know, we have people that when we have an outage, they'll pull their panels off their electric meters, they'll wire direct in with a generator, and that can backfeed on our lines. Goes through our transformers the opposite direction, feeds the voltage back at 7,000 volts onto our lines. So it's just a way to protect our linemen. And the mayor thought that it'd be a good idea for me to come to the board and kind of explain what this program is and what we're planning on doing. You'll see there's an agreement, a waiver, you know, for the customer to sign. You know, holds us harmless if anything did happen. We are allowing the customer to purchase the switch themselves. The city will then, electric department will then install it for them for a fee of, I believe it's $80 or $85. The city will install that for them. $80 installation fee. They don't have to hire an electrician. They don't have to, it's going to save them a lot of money in the long run, but it's also safer for my linemen, and ultimately that's at the end of the day all that really I'm concerned with. So yeah, I just wanted to bring it up and let you guys know it's going to be a new program we're looking at, and I'm excited about it. I think a lot of our customers will be excited. They can just wheel their generator right up. It's got a cord that plugs right into your generator, plugs right into this device. They flip a switch, their power's back on. So not that we have a knock on wood, a ton of outages, and our outage times are usually fairly minimal, but you know, we had the derecho where we had some customers that were off for 24 hours, and that usually doesn't happen on our lines. So I would just want to offer this program to them, customers like that may need to keep freezers or refrigerators going or heat. So, yeah, and I don't know if you guys need to approve it or just give me a thumbs up or what, but that's what the program's all about, and we're interested in moving forward with it.
Okay. As you showed me earlier, there's different types of plugs or receptacles. Those are all optional, right? There's not one?
Correct. Everybody's generator has its own 240 plug. And there's a few rules to this program. Part of the program is we have to do an inspection prior to you even purchasing the equipment. We come out, make sure you're eligible. It has to be 100 amp or a 200 amp service. It has to be securely attached to the house or surface that is attached to, because we put this heavier device on there. We don't want something falling off. So once we do the inspection and approve it, the customer will purchase it directly from the manufacturer. It'll ship to their house. They'll call us, set up an installation time. We'll go out and install it. It'll take us 5-10 minutes, and they'll be ready to go.
Okay. And is there a temporary service interruption?
Yeah, just while we pull the meter, replace the meter with this device, then our meter plugs into this device as well. So
okay.
Just 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any questions for Sean? Okay. Sean, would you looking to do more fact finding, or are you ready to?
Yeah, we're ready to roll it out. As you can see, the Marcia did go over this waiver with us or with me, and we've got it all dialed in to where she's comfortable with it. So yeah, we're ready to move forward this program.
Okay.
There's really no cost to your department, though, right?
It's just labor.
Yeah. But they get paid for that.
Correct.
Right.
So,
and can Marcia hear us?
Yes.
Does she have anything to add before we move forward?
Marcia, do you have anything to add to that?
Lost her.
Marcia?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do we need to vote on it or just?
Do they need to vote on it or just approve it?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You should vote on that, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the GenerLink program presented by Sean Lippy for the city electric customers.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried for those who are present. Okay, going back to community crossings. Kelly, I know that you guys have reviewed this, is that correct?
A and Z did.
Right, and they've given you a recommendation?
Yeah.
Niblock? Okay.
Yes.
All right, I have no problem moving forward with it. Okay.
According to what Mark's, I was looking at his plan here, and he's got that, tonight we just recommend the contract award to them, and we will email out the notice, this award, but we don't do the contract until next time.
Okay.
So we'll just do the notice of this award. Yeah.
And Mark, is you want to do it first?
I feel like we have another 2 weeks to we can prove it. Because I think March is when, yeah, we're fine.
March 1st is the deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, we can do the notice to award, and then he'll go ahead and make sure they get the bonds and all that stuff. And then they'll sign their agreement next week.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's the way it reads. But we can check.
You do the motion.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we take the first step of notice of award to Niblock. And then at that point, Rosie and Mark will work together in reviewing the agreement. Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, raise your right hand. Yes?
Yes.
And motion carried for those who are present. Okay, I'm going to go back to bills for January 27th starting.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $2,000 for the HSA city share for employee Colton Dial for the pay file ending January 27th of
23. Oh my gosh. I'll second that. All in favor to accept the meter deposits for January 27th?
No, this is just HSA.
Oh, HSA. For HSA, please raise your right hand. Motion carried.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,142,423.72 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated February 14, 2023.
Okay, and I'll second that as well. Take a motion. Or that was your motion. I'll second that motion. All in favor, raise your right hand. Any further discussion? Motion carried.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $252,449.75 plus overtime in the amount of $11,131.30 for the pay file ending February 2nd, 2023.
I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried.
I think that was it. Was that it?
That was the last one I seen.
Okay.
Okay, we do have, and Chip, I'll have you just give me a brief on Tanglewood, looking to approve the plat.
Yes, so 2 months ago, this came before Planning Commission. They had built two houses and were kind of across property lines and whatnot. So the it's Breakpoint, or not Breakpoint, what's it? Mike, help me out. The church out on
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport. Sorry, Bridgeport Homes.
Yeah.
And so they own five lots. And so they just kind of reconfigured the lots. And this just came into the Planning Commission today, the Mylar of it. So if we could approve it, it's been approved by Planning Commission, and just kind of get the Board of Works blessing on it. That the, sorry, I'm trying to think of the right wording on it. The, kind of moving of the five lots so they all are copacetic.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the Mylar as presented for the, is that an addendum to the sizing or?
Yeah, they just put
squared it off more.
Yeah, they squared it off more and kind of, they put in a couple of easements here and there, and so it just, yeah, they just kind of perfected the lots.
Yeah, so that's my motion.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Rosie, do you have a special pen?
I do.
Okay, bear with me a second, my bit locked up here.
No, because you would have been saying it's
stupid. Okay, Tom, anything for the Board of Works?
No, do you want department reports or?
Or yes.
Well, we were just asking if you just wanted to talk.
No.
Sure.
Over the last week, all of my crew except for one person due to illness went to Indianapolis for a sprinkler and smoke alarm training at Corson. I really appreciate Corson for inviting us down and putting us through that training. All of our equipment seems to be working pretty well. We have one air pack that's down right now. It's getting repaired. You guys have been doing a lot of training in-house. We've got a stamper still going, and we'll continue to do so through April down to south of Indianapolis for inspections, training, and everything's just going really well.
Good. Any questions for Tom? If not, Garrett?
We interviewed six candidates for the replacement of Jerry Kelly. We've since had Officer Stanford and Officer Stevenson. Officer Stevenson retired. His last day was February 8th. And Officer Stanford put in her resignation letter back, and her last day was February 6th. She went to Kay County. So I guess we got two more positions open now. We got six candidates. Out of those, we got a pretty good group of guys. We're going to do some internal interviews and then a Board of Works interview, obviously. So that's coming up.
So you may use some out of the pool and you may not.
Right.
Too many terms?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Good word. Where the guys have really been stepping up and help fill in the shift for short, so I appreciate them for that. Officer Campbell and Officer Thomas is 6 weeks into the academy now, so when we get them back in April, mid-April, that'll help with staffing issues and scheduling. And this is really smooth, and everything else is going good day to day.
Kelly.
Excuse me. Wait a second.
Oh.
We didn't do this one.
Oh, the meter deposit?
Yeah. Because
January 27th?
I see that because I have the HSA one.
Okay.
So we did not in this.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come back to you, Kelly. We've got one that we missed.
You can skip me, that's fine.
He's done.
I'll make a motion that we pay from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers the amount of $1,599.17 for deposits and credits dated January 27th, 2023.
Okay. And I'll second that. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll call for a vote. Raise your right hand for yes. Motion carried.
Now I'm good.
Okay. Kelly.
One of our goals for this year was to work on Columbia Shores, trying to get all that area televised back in there, clean. We take advantage of the weather and have the machines out working, and jet machine started having some issues, so we currently have it scheduled to go down to Whitestown. There's a bearing on the front end reel that needed replaced, and now there's some throttle issues going on with it too, so that'll be going down there. So we're still continuing to televise what we can, and we may have to rely on Mike's machine if we have any backups or anything like that until we get ours back. So other than that, we've been having to sweep her out, trying to get material picked up off the streets and just doing general maintenance stuff. So,
okay. So any questions for Kelly? Hello, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yes, the SDI annual report is completed and submitted to them. I've not heard anything back, so that's usually good news. The EPA sludge report for facility has been completed and submitted to them. We just about completed our skate upgrades on the lift stations for last year. They had trouble getting power supplies in, so we're a little behind on that. We're getting we've done 11 stations this year, which gives us 11 spares. Something was wrong with our current equipment. A shout out to Sean and his guys. Part of that is they put the new equipment in. Their antennas have to be rotated 90 degrees, so they brought their bucket truck out, went up, and rotated the antennas for us. So that was a great help. My guys have pulled wire for ventilation motors in Headworks building. They burnt wires underground. So they pulled brand new wire from one building to another and got those hooked back up. And they pulled a gear separator motor today, and it went in for shaft and keyway repairs. So that's pretty much it for right now.
Anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
Any questions for Mike?
Thanks.
Mike?
So far, the first day of the week, we fixed three leaks. and also, today, we replaced 160 foot of culvert out on West Business 30. So far the week has started off busy.
That's due to normal wear and tear?
Well, some of it we might blame on Crosby when they were here.
Oh.
One of the leaks. But.
Okay. Okay. Sean?
So in the last couple of weeks, we were able to hook permanent power up to the Community Foundation building. I don't know if you've been by that, but it's
large,
and it's moving right along. But we did get the power hooked up to that. We installed new banners along State Route 205 with have a city drawing from one of our high school students, and then some local advertisement on it. I think they look nice. Actually, we're pursuing Main Street now as a possible place for further banners, so we'll be looking into that. Met with Kent Power this week. They're going to start the North Substation project next Monday, so I'm excited to get that project completed. It's a big one. It's an expensive one. There's several expensive projects behind it as well because of the 69 kV conversion that AEP is now doing. But this is the first step in that process. We actually shared all the load, took all the load off the north substation that they'll be working on today. We moved it to other substations, so we're watching it this week to make sure all of our loads are good on the other two remaining substations we have to make sure nothing's overloaded. Shout out to Matt Magger, who coordinated that entire process and did all the switching orders, and we had a lot of moving parts today, and the guys did a great job getting that done. So shout out to them. I've been working with Wigan on the new Whitley County Jail location on getting some planning and things done on that. It looks like they're going to start moving dirt here in about 3 to 4 weeks. So we're going to get out there and get some stuff done, give them some temporary power. So that project is kicking off soon. So other than that, like I said, next month we're going to be hitting that north substation project pretty hard. If you want to see a lot of line work getting done in a short period of time, I would suggest swinging by there in the next 3 to 4 weeks, because it's going to be very impressive what they're doing out there. And it's a great project. We're excited to have it done. It's just a little nerve-wracking to be down to two substations right now, but the weather's cooperating, so I think we'll all be fine. So.
Okay. Any questions, Sean? Sean, just curiosity, as you go to Tri-Lex, they're building the new substation up there. Is that AEP?
AEP. So on 50 East, out here by State Road 9, they're building a switching station there that's going to feed us. That's the new 69,000 volts station right next to it, the existing 345 station. So that's part of the conversion that we've been planning for 25 years now. But then they're moving west, or going north, and they're going over to Cheribusco. They've got several different projects. Northeastern RMC is building a substation out there right now by Tri-Lakes. I think that's probably the one
you're speaking of. Off of 9?
Yeah. They're building one. And a lot of people don't know, but the city, actually, the electric department owns an acre of land right there on that intersection of State Road 9 and what's that, 500 North. We own an acre of land there that someday may be a substation for us as well. So,
good. Yeah. Well, I've seen it grow, and I was wondering if we would have some association to that. So that makes sense of what you said. It's a future, been a long coming.
If our load keeps it building out on our lake and rural lines out there, there may be a situation where we might put a small substation out there to feed that. So.
Okay. Terry.
SOS finished the installation of the public Wi-Fi at the MSF, and that's working well, and they have the parts ordered and everything to move to the water department and put it in there. That's all I have for major projects right now.
Okay. Chip?
I have nothing. Plugging along, getting projects wrapped up.
How do you spell that? Nothing.
Without the mayor, I have no guidance.
Okay. All right. We do have guests coming on the Common Council meeting next. Okay. I know we've talked. John Goetz is going to be there, as well as Baker Tilly. Baker Tilly's coming in to talk about utility rates. So I think it's important for you guys to hear that. I'm sorry to make you wait, but we're ahead of schedule. So right now, if there are no other items to come for the Board of Works, I'm going to go ahead and close this and prepare for Common Council